It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. It's a little warmer today. It's 23 degrees outside. It's 28 when we went to bed last night, so it didn't change a lot, so that's a good thing, I guess, although next week it's supposed to be. If you listen to Janice Dean, the weather machine from Fox, we're going to get another blast of cold weather. Well, it is still February, so that happens, I suppose. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetie's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. Pete will be here this morning, about 7:30, maybe before. I told him to come in early if he could, but certainly for 7:30, we're going to talk about ways in which we can reform the Pentagon. As you know, that will be a target of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, very shortly. And so we're certainly looking forward to that. Anyhow, you can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. Well, it's starting to get randy around the country, as you may have noticed. As you know, a young man who identifies as a girl was allowed to compete in sports over the weekend and ended up winning the pole vault contest. I think it was a pole vault contest by about 8 inches over the second place girl. And it did two things. This is a person who had competed as a boy previously and had not done so well. And it also cost the Freeport girls the girls state championship by 1 point because of that victory. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again, but I understand it's really hard for people out there that just can't comprehend reality. My heart goes out to the young man. He's clearly confused. Anybody who thinks they're one gender other than the gender God assigned them is clearly confused and hurting and needs help. But the Maine Principals Association and Governor Janet Mills decided to be complicit in this young man's personal drama. Again, if you're an adult and you want to cut your Johnson off and become a girl, that's your business. I believe in freedom. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, that's up to you. But at the end of the day, doing this to children is just child abuse. Many of these kids grow out of it. Many of these kids who have been transitioned by wackadoodle parents and wackadoodle politicians who are trying to champion a cause that no sane person can understand, later on in life, detransition because it was a phase. They were going through puberty, which can be very confusing for some children. And in some cases, the damage done to the child, who is now an adult, prevents them from having biological children. We're in crazy town here. And there are a bunch of people that support this stuff because they don't believe in anything, which is why they fall for everything. In the old days, when somebody was in a mess, we did our best to help them. What we did not try to do was make their circumstance worse. President Trump weighed in on this yesterday and said that Maine will not receive federal funding as long as they allow boys to compete in girls' sports. I applaud that. I've talked about it here a lot. I had sent the president a note saying, if Maine doesn't comply, I'm a Maine citizen. Don't send them federal money. If they can't comply with the rules, they're all about rules. That's all we ever hear about. Oh, he's a dictator. Oh, he's an anarchist. Oh, he's an authoritarian. Oh, he's God. He's Adolf Hitler, for God's sakes. Just from moronic individuals who have no real purpose in this world that we can ascertain. God knows. But you and I don't. Those of you that know how to think. So I had sent him a letter, and I'm in the process of sending one to Bobby Kennedy about this crazy tax scheme Janet Mills has come up with to defraud the federal government. That's what she's doing. It may be legal because it's government. It doesn't mean it's not wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. We can say the word wrong in this state and in the studio. It's wrong. So Trump said yesterday, if you continue to allow boys to compete in girls' sports, go into girls' bathrooms and go into girls' locker rooms and don't follow the rule, Well, no money, no mas. No mas, no mas, no money. No money, no more, done, over, null set, nada. And I say good for him. It's about time we had a chief executive with a set of you-know-what. And it's just so funny to watch the other side. Oh, these are executive orders. Oh, my God. We're not going to follow this. We're going to challenge them all in court. Of course, when Joe Biden was wrecking the country with executive orders, you stood by idly and didn't say a word. You were complicit in hiding his diminished capacity from the people, you and the media. And now you're all admitting it that you knew, which makes you the worst people in this country. And all the bad things that happened to America in the last 4 years, you were complicit in that as well. So I say Janet Mills has ramped up education funding 71% in her 6 years in office. And the results are worse, and the children are being crippled. And I say, God love you, Donald Trump. Pull the damn funding. It's the only thing these people understand. You know, it's like in the Middle East. The only thing they understand is force. Well, the only thing these government sycophants understand is money, because they worship it. And you don't have to take my word for it. Look at how much money they're confiscating from your paycheck. For what? So good for you, Donald Trump. Good for you, Mr. President. It's time to get tough with these people that are wrecking the various states. Hit them where it hurts. In the pocketbook. And I know I'm going to get all your text messages and all your other stuff about how I hate kids and I hate education. It is not me that is allowing our children to die in state oversight and state care without saying a damn word in 2.5 years as the governor of the state. It is not me doing that. It is not me that had to sign a consent decree with the federal government, because even though we've been spending money like a drunken sailor, no, that's not fair to the drunken sailor. They spend their own money. We weren't providing children with special needs with the resources and services they needed and had to be forced to do it by the federal government. It was not me that was doing that. It was the governor of the state, Janet Mills, and her gal pal, Pender Macon, the two people that have wrecked the Maine education system. I don't care what you think about what I say. I'll tell you this, and I know this for a fact because I know history. Academic historians, not the popular kind like Heather Cox Richardson, who wants to go to the right cocktail parties, but real historians are going to grade the administration of Janet Mills with a big fat F as a failure. Because she didn't stand up for children. I don't know what happened to her. You know, I disagreed with her on a lot of political stuff over the years, but I always saw her as a compassionate person. I don't see her that way anymore. So the only way you can deal with people who have certain Achilles heels in the Middle East, it's force. In this country, government people, their Achilles heel is money. They worship it. So I'm glad Donald John Trump is pulling the money. Said he was going to do it. They'll fight it out in the court. It's just so crazy. Speaking of absolutely asinine, and there are a lot of other words that I would like to use. I don't normally use them, but I would like to use them. I'm not going to. But you can imagine what I'm thinking. Angus King got on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday for about 15 or 20 minutes and talked about the constitutional crisis we're facing and how the president was stopping congressionally authorized payments. And he was challenging Republicans to stand up to the president because right now Angus was the one doing it. So I want to know, Angus King, I know you're not listening. My God, you wouldn't be out of bed at 6:15 if your life depended on it. But I know your office monitors this. This is what I want to know from you, Governor King, Senator King, Old Man King, whatever the hell it is you are. Do you support $2.5 million? Did you vote for it and fund it? I want to know specifically. Did you vote for and fund $2.5 million to mutilate the genitals of Guatemalan children. Did you specifically vote for that, Angus? If you did, you ought to have the stones to stand up and tell the Maine people you did that and that you did it proudly. Did you vote for $200,000 to put on drag shows in South America? And if you did, you should have the stones to stand up and tell the Maine people that's what you did and you did so proudly. Did you vote for a $32,000 comic book in Peru to promote gayness in children? Did you do that, Angus? And if you did, then you should tell the people of Maine that you proudly voted for that money. See, here's the thing, Angus. You're a fake, phony fraud. You're a progressive Democrat who masquerades as an independent because in 1994, you couldn't win a Democratic primary, so you dropped out of the Democratic Party because Joe Brennan was running for governor and you knew you couldn't beat him in a primary and ran as an independent. But you're more of a Democrat than most of the Democrats in the Senate. In fact, last year, Angus, you voted with the Democratic Party in the Senate more than any other Democrat in the Senate. See, I don't believe you voted for those things. I don't believe you knew that they were being funded. What you did was do some blanket bill with no specific authority, and then you let the bureaucracy, which has become an eternal thing, go out and do as they damn well please. I don't think you had any idea you voted for $2.5 million to mutilate the genitals of Guatemalan children. I don't think you had any damn idea, because you don't work. Your reputation in Washington, D.C. is lazy. You show up for TV interviews, but you don't do the homework. And we all know you ride on the success of Susan Collins for anything that happens. You suddenly get a joint press release out as quickly as you can whenever she accomplishes something on behalf of Maine. We all know this. But I don't believe you voted for $200,000 to fund drag shows in South America. I don't believe that. And I don't believe you voted for $32,000 to be spent on a gay comic book in Peru. I don't believe you did. I don't believe you gave specific authorization for that. You did what the people in Congress have done for years, for decades now. You don't read the bills. You don't do the homework. And you don't know what you're doing. And the American people are harmed by this process because you all are too damn lazy to do your job. If you worked in the private sector, you would be fired. You would be fired, first of all, for not working a regular week. You all treat the U.S. Senate as though it's not a damn job. It's a J-O-B. Just because you got elected doesn't mean anything to people like me. It's like the lazy people up in Augusta. The bell starts ringing. You're supposed to be there at 10:30, and they start the session at 1 o'clock. You don't treat it like a job. You treat it like you're special. Well, you're special, but not in the way you think. You're special, all right. Supreme Court ruled against the EPA in the West Virginia et al. Case, and what it said specifically was the following. One, as they were making their decisions, they did not consider the ancillary cost to communities in the decisions they were making. And two, they did not have specific authority from the Congress to do what they were doing. They were acting as judge, jury, and executioner. They would determine somebody had done something. They would determine the person was guilty of it. And then they would impose a fine or try to shut them down. But they had no specific authority from the United States Congress to act in this manner. They were acting as an autonomous agency that had been allowed to run wild because the people in Washington that we depend on are too busy raising money for their next election and hanging out in cocktail parties, drinking stuff they ought not to be drinking. Because they too damn busy looking out for themselves instead of looking out for the people that they begged to vote for them so they could represent them and be their voice. Angus, you are not the voice of the people of Maine. And your talk of constitutional crisis is another fake, phony, fraud comment by you. We are not in a constitutional crisis. That's what dumb people think. And I guess that means you. The executive branch of this government has always sought to expand its powers. And historically, the Congress has fought back, has been the courts, to put some boundaries on those powers. And that's what he's doing right now. He's expanding the powers. He's doing what we've needed done because you won't do your job. And I can only assume because at 80 years old, you're just too damn old to do it. How dare you stand on the floor of the United States Senate? That's my floor, Angus. I'm a citizen of this country, and how dare you stand there and say there's a constitutional crisis to try to scare old people and dumb people, and there are a lot of those. People are just ignorant as hell. There is no constitutional crisis. Trump is doing what the executive branch can do, and if the courts say don't do it, Trump has said repeatedly he will adhere to the courts. But all of the progressive minds in the state of Maine, I read your letters, whether you're elected or not, you people are mentally ill. You are. You need help. But people like Janet Mills and Pender Macon are complicit in your mental illness. Maybe it's because they share it. This is nuts, folks. And all of them are lying to you, and you're letting them do it. You are letting them do it. You know damn well Angus King did not vote for $2.5 million to mutilate the genitals of Guatemalan children. You know he had no idea that that was what was happening. They just threw money and said, go do it, boys. You're the bureaucracy. You know better than we do. No, they don't. Stephen Miller nailed it yesterday. The threat to the democracy is the bureaucracy. Because they know that the president is there for 4 or 8 years and they will outlast every member of Congress and every member of the Senate because of civil servant protections. So they just do as they damn well please. And the rest of us have to pick up the pieces of the mess they made. We're tired. We're tired of it. And then to have Angus King stand on the floor of the Senate yesterday, I was surprised he could stand up for 15 or 20 minutes. I was. And tell the country we're in a constitutional crisis. We are no such thing. And the reason people like you, Angus King, are so worried about what Trump's doing with his nominees is he is going to expose the corruption. I cannot wait for the Epstein list to come out. Pam Bondi said yesterday it's coming out. And then you guys see what the California senator, the newly elected California senator, Adam Schiff's name is. I can't wait for you to see that. I can't wait for you to see it. And all the other names that are on it. I can't wait for you to see it. What are you going to do then?
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money.